WDRBY, the internet's number one roller derby radio station.
Since the days of yore, the kingdoms of roller derby have been broken, torn asunder by the harpies and gargoyles who seek to conquer the vast and ever-growing houses of the flat track. But yea, across the green plains of the Netherrealm lie a group of saviors. They are the Knights of the Round Track. Behold the Great One, King Parth of Vader.
Well, I'm a mushroom cloud-laying motherfucker. Every time my fingers touch brain, I'm Super Fly TNT. I'm the Guns of the Navarone.
From the Isle of Misfit Toys, the Grizzly God, Coach Dell.
So grant me one request. Grant me revenge. And if you do not listen, then the hell with you.
The Master of Coin, Sir Cookies of Breakfast.
I will show you to the secret fire, wielder of the flame of Arnor.
And the royal stand-up philosopher, Russell Franchise.
Why should the people listen to you?
Because, unlike some other Robin Hoods, I can speak with an English accent.
WDRBY now presents the Knights of the Round Track.
Wait, what year is this? It's 2017.
So it's not a Monday night anymore,
and we are not live. Welcome to the Christmas Light Capital of the World, the Art Bar here in lovely Columbia, South Carolina.
I tried to say that. You do it so much justice, sir.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you. After our year break.
Was it a year?
I don't know.
It feels like it's been a hot minute.
It's been at least 7 months.
It's been at least 7 months.
It's been a slight hiatus.
Yeah.
We had to
cover. We're still recovering from Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I remember we had to convert the station into electoral coverage. And just,
We're now a rebel pirate radio station.
Yeah, we're underground as hell now. All right, well, welcome to the Knights of the Flat Track. I am the Great One, Parth Vader.
My name is Cookies Horror Breakfast.
I'm Kata.
And returning with the golden pipes that you expect, the voice of WDRBY, Russell Franchise. That felt good.
It did. It sounded good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
WDRBY is officially back with this podcast and the after party Sunday.
Yes.
You guys are starting that back
up? We will be back twice a month. We will record this Sunday. And then, whenever Derby Sanchez feels like it, recording another time.
When he's not that high.
Also, once a month.
Yeah.
That's what she said is going to come back too, maybe. I don't know.
Everybody's.
We're going to get drunk once a month at least, probably. So we might as well have a microphone in front of us.
True story. I mean,
just got a text from Q. She's back in with Q.
Did she ever stop?
She was like, fuck you.
I don't even know. Yeah, she left the station before we did. Yeah.
I remember, like, we stopped doing it, and Q's just like, yeah, on this week's Q tips.
She was still rocking the podcast, though. Yeah. She was still putting it on.
She was getting, a lot of
dough. Because I was able to teach her how to do the podcast. And just
We were getting more hits live, but she was getting, like, twice. Twice the amount of hits we were on podcast.
Because she was giving out relevant information.
And we were talking about Nicolas Cage.
He's a beautiful man.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Relevant is a subjective term.
True story.
But
All right, so a couple of things have happened since our last... we'll get to the Derby stuff in a minute.
You mean like the end of the world? Didn't happen?
Well, see, here's the thing. I'm going to go ahead and keep it real. White people act like it's the end of the world. Black people have already been preparing ourselves for this shit. Right?
I got to be like, because we did the frenzy that night where Trump won, and just like, I remember just like going on social media, just like, oh no, what are we going to do? I just get in my bed, just like, you know, I'm going to go take a nap. And it was a very nice nap. Got a nice 8 hours in.
I'll say he's been elected now for, what, 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a very interesting 3 weeks.
It has not been boring, I'll tell you that right now.
It's not been boring.
But he has succeeded in doing what probably no other president has. He's united this country. am I right? There have been more protests and riots since he's been elected president.
Was there a protest this past weekend?
There's been a protest every day.
There's been a protest every single week.
Yes. There's a protest every day in America now. You could actually get a job as a protester. And you'll probably make even more money than a car salesman right
now. If you're a twerking protester, you're going to get paid.
Twerking. Wait.
Well, I'm talking about that elementary school teacher that got fired because video of her twerking in a contest got released, and she won like $500, and now she's doing it for a living now.
She didn't twerk for the kids.
No, and that's what I'm saying. She got fired, but somebody filmed it, and...
Or maybe she could twerk for the kids.
Maybe she should twerk for the kids.
She could be the new education secretary.
If she twerked for the kids, those kids would learn something, goddammit. All right, here's
put her ABCs on her ass.
All right, what's 2 + 2? We'll make
smack
that booty work.
How many times does the S clap?
One.
40-ounce bounce would make an excellent...
Kindergarten teacher,
yes.
I would agree with that statement. She's very effervescent.
Yeah. She's so cute. The smile is everything. I love her so much. High 40.
But I mean, I don't know how. Just looking at the whole thing, Trump has managed to piss off Australia, which I have never even. I don't even know.
Who pisses off Australia?
Nobody pisses off Australia.
That's Jews, Muslims, Blacks, Mexicans.
They are the
now
Canada of continents.
Australians.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in Canada, the Prime Minister of Canada is just smiling all over the place, doing ads with little kids and little gay kids, and
further cementing himself in my heart.
No, that dude is awesome. No, I can't remember his name. What's his name again?
Trudeau.
It's Trudeau.
No, but Canada's got their own, Kevin Leary, who most of you might know from Shark Tank. He's actually trying to pull the Trump of Canada. Because he's a Canadian citizen. He's also a conservative person. He's going into the conservative races up in Canada right now to try to throw Justin Trudeau off. So,
good luck.
No. You don't say good luck.
I say good luck. I don't know how it works in Canada. Obama only got 8 years here. If he had not had a term limit, good luck, Trump.
Yeah, he would have had a third term. I would have voted for him.
It's like, we can't do... I don't want to work anymore. Okay.
Although, I have to say, have you seen his vacation pictures?
Oh, my God. He is having
like
a ball.
Richard Branson's freaking island.
He is having a ball. He's like, this shit ain't my problem.
Wait, he was kiteboarding?
He was wakeboarding. He's kiteboarding. Yeah. He's everywhere, dude. Obama is parasailing and all kinds of
he's
shit.
He's like,
now.
Not my problem. Yeah. I'm still young. Let's do this.
How many packs of Marlboros do you think he's going through a day now?
Oh, I'm sure.
Excuse me. He legalized Cuban cigars. He's not touching that meat, that fucking Marlboro shit.
That was on purpose. Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you know what? I'm about to get out of here. Yeah, legalize Cuban cigars, so I have some fun.
He still lives in D.C. Oh, I think weed is still legal in D.C. So.
You know, he had the prime opportunity to legalize weed, and he dropped the ball that way.
You don't think he tried?
He tried.
He probably tried.
I think he tried.
Didn't try hard.
Hey, let's go ahead and legalize it real quick.
We can't do this, President.
It's not Obama you talk to. It's Mario. It's Mario. It's Mario, baby. Come on.
I got Joe in the back. He's got Funyuns.
Joe Biden leading the Senate. He's like, come on, guys.
Just like, I got the papers right here. All you got to do is say it's legal.
You get a treat every time you vote yes. Let's go. Sunglasses on. Come on.
Kind of.
Are we all in agreement? 2020, Biden.
Oh, Biden.
Biden or Sanders? One of them has to run.
Yeah,
they could both run.
Oh God, both of them.
That's if we can.
I think Biden would be vice president again in a minute.
We'll just straight up, back and forth. Is that okay, America?
I'll be vice president for 8 more years, and then we'll switch.
Presidential medals of freedom.
It'd be JB.
Wait, what happens? All right, what happens if you run into a situation where, you know, God forbid, you know, Sanders gets ill while trying to run for election? Do you still vote for Sanders, hoping that once he gets in and he dies, Biden just slips in?
Yeah, I'd be fine with either one.
Just so, like, is there any law against
assassinating the president? Yes, there is.
No, Joe Biden running for president with Barack as his vice president. There's no law against that, right?
No, you just can't be president.
What would Don not say?
I'm not going to.
I mean, Teddy Roosevelt.
Not yet. We'll save
that. Teddy Roosevelt had 2 terms, and then he skipped a term, and then he tried to run again. And technically, that's not illegal, I think. Right.
But they didn't have term limits.
At the time.
But Franklin, his cousin, just like, well, I'm in a wheelchair. I ain't
doing
shit.
Damn you, FDR. You ruined it for all of us.
Just like,
there was a war.
They got rid of him because he was just lazy at some point.
You don't want to walk.
You had polio.
Quit trying to. That's highly debated. I'll get into
that. Hey, get up,
day.
FDR. Man, I ain't doing shit today. We got a war to fight. Fuck it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, after 4 overtimes, Carolina loses 96.
Do better.
Still not as good as the Super Bowl.
Huh?
Still not as good as the Super Bowl.
Are we going to talk about that now?
We
can. Super Bowl? We can talk about a little bit.
Lady Gaga, though.
Lady Gaga.
Oh, man.
Lady Gaga.
I listened to her all day today. And for the record, she was not fat. I don't get that.
She wasn't fat. She wasn't political. Y'all, she has a song about fucking rape. Yeah. Could have sang.
No, yeah, but she didn't.
I will say this, though, and maybe this is just me being just conscious of everything. I did look at the stomach, and I was like, wow, she's doing all this, and she's got a nice, firm stomach going on. So, I mean, like, kudos to her. And then the jump, at the end where she drops the mic, just like, well, I figured that's all. And then she fucking jumps off the stairs.
And she got a football. She did that. It was a sparkly football. It's the kind of football they should play with in NFL.
It was just enough to help break the Belichick.
Other than the Puppy Bowl, that was my favorite.
I didn't watch the Puppy Bowl this year.
They had 5 pit bull puppies this year.
5 pit bull puppies?
It's a record.
They said, fuck Trump.
It never happened.
5 pit bull puppies.
Did they have cute... Did they have cute...
Muffins had a record 4 good boys and 3 bad boys.
Wait, hold up. 4
3.
He is the Brett Favre of the Puppy Bowl.
They only had 3 bad boys. Those would be interceptions for you guys.
Yeah.
That aren't hip. The boys are touchdowns.
This is a Derby podcast, so even though right now we're not primarily talking about Derby. But still, I was in a zone where just like the Falcons dominated the first half, like 21-3. Everybody around us is celebrating. And we're just thinking, like, you know, we did it. We're here. Like,
Patriots fans logged off of social media after the second quarter.
Like, I don't know if you guys, Pornhub does an insight blog where they actually will track their numbers, like people who use their sites and what they look up and whatnot.
I saw that today, yeah.
Like, I remember in the past when, I think it was it was a blowout. Denver, Seattle.
Yeah.
Denver fans started tuning out at halftime and just going on Pornhub the rest of the game. And I wanted to see, like, would that be the same thing with the Patriots? Just like, well, we can't come back for 21-3. Jenna Jameson.
I can imagine that there's plenty of blowouts on Pornhub.
But then you let Thomas Jefferson Brady.
Why do you insist on saying his name incorrectly?
The greatest quarterback.
That is not his full name. That's not even close to his full name.
But Thomas, I'm just saying, Thomas Jefferson Brady from Monticello, Virginia.
It's not his name. Say his name right once, just once.
Tom Brady.
Oh.
of Monticello, Virginia.
Is that where it's from, bro?
No, it's not.
But I mean, watch Derby, not footballs.
I'm just, at this point, I'm of the...
Thomas Edward Patrick Brady.
Where's the, you gotta
put also that known as Mr. Giselle Bundchen.
Yeah. Yeah, I did... Someone pointed this out to him. Like, you pointed to me that all the wide receivers they threw to, white.
He had one black receiver. Right. Four receptions, 70 yards.
I'm about to blow your mind even
was,
more.
But was he black? His name was Chung. When I showed him, I was like, oh, that's surprising.
Yeah, even Giselle is taller than his wide receivers.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them.
His wife is taller than all his wide receivers.
And still managed to come back and win.
The year he had one of the greatest wide receivers of all time, he still couldn't get it done.
Right.
He had Randy Moss one year and couldn't win the damn Super Bowl.
That was 18-1.
That was the only game he lost.
Is that Giselle, the supermodel?
Yeah.
I hate that guy.
Giselle Bundchen, if they called her Mrs. Tom Brady one more time, I was going to kick Mel's TV in.
I will say this, the parade was fucking hilarious, only for one point.
One word, Gronk.
Literally.
Gronk catches a beer, somebody throws a beer, catches it midair, cracks it open with his teeth, downs it, and then spikes it. The crowd goes fucking bananas.
There's nothing Gronk can't do. Except
that
for
dude is
a long-term
living,
relationship.
That dude is living the ultimate life. I mean, he's
what are you rooting for, Carter? Gronk. He's not playing. Kittens.
The Gronk, though. But, I don't know. The commercials, though, were kind of...
Letdowns.
Yeah. Although, the
Stranger Things commercials... Well, it wasn't even a commercial. It was the trailer for the
Stranger Things and Nintendo Switch, because I really want one.
What about the one about Trump's hair? That was pretty good.
The 4 years?
That was pretty funny.
And then with Christopher Walken saying the words, Moose starts talking. I was like, shut up, he's talking, he's saying the words to Bye 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 right now.
Like,
and then it pans to Justin Timberlake. I was like, I told you.
I didn't realize it until they panned, and I was just like, oh, that's awesome.
The Mr. Clean commercial. That was literally just like a... Like the beginning of possibly the greatest porn ever.
That one was like Magic Mike 3.
Yeah. But the tagline at the end, everyone was so freaked out by Mr. Clean, but it's like, women love a man who cleans. Yes, we do!
Are you trying to tell us something, Carter?
You come clean my house? Moose. Moose. You get laid.
But, let's see. Shall we talk Derby now?
I'm ready.
Unless we went, I mean, the Iron Fist. No?
Eh. No. All right, so let's talk about some roller derby, guys.
What's that?
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's been like a year.
It's been a while. See if we can remember how to do this. All right, first things first. There's been a dynamic shift in the rankings. Gotham, after 9 years.
Forever.
I don't even know how long it's been.
Gotham
since they weren't number one. Gotham is no longer number one, guys. According to Flat Track Stats, Victorian Roller Derby is number one. Followed by Gotham, followed by Rose, followed by Angel City, followed by London.
And this is why it's a bad idea for Trump to start the Australian Wars. Because now... The Australians are number one at our own sport. They could kick our ass.
Can we just like hit a reset button and have everybody start at zero?
No. Wouldn't that be nice?
It seems like they should do that ever since.
I really hate
it. But there are way too many teams
that
have.
I really hate the ranking system because Rose City should have been number one when they won.
When they won.
The past 2 years and they weren't.
Right.
It bothers me.
Rose
so
City
much.
Has never been number one.
If when the last the Hydra, it should be an automatic plus 1,000 or whatever it needs.
Like you look at college football, the coaches poll automatically gives the national champion the number one seeding, mainly because who's going to actually sit down and say Clemson, the national champion, deserves to be number two behind Alabama?
Oh, it's not the WFTDA. No, no, no.
But then, hopefully, has Victoria played a belt this season?
Victoria has not started their season yet. No,
it's only February though.
It's only February now. A lot of teams are starting in March.
Here's what blew my mind though: when Topher, the coach from Rose City, came in, did a clinic for us. He said, "This is the end of January, beginning of February. We're still in off season. How long is off season though? Ours was like 3 weeks."
Well, off season, like for some reason, off season in WFTDA begins like the first week of playoffs, and it just is a long.
Yeah, like for higher ranked teams, yeah.
But I mean, I'm looking at it right here.
That doesn't mean they're not still doing CrossFit, though.
True story.
Victoria hasn't. I'm looking up flat tracks. They haven't even submitted what their first couple of games are.
Yeah, I feel that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We'll keep it going until it starts getting bad.
Okay, I mean, this is your equipment, all right?
We can cover it with pizza boxes. We have enough.
No, but I wonder, though, if Victoria goes above Gotham because of the other thing that recently happened to Gotham.
I'll tell you what is going to happen. You hinted at it, but I'm going to go ahead and mention it. Gotham is going to fall drastically in the rankings over the next few months because not only have they lost the dynamic Bonnie Thunders to their rival, Rose City.
That's a stretch.
That is huge, but even huger.
They lost OMG too, though.
Yeah, OMG don't just retired. Oh, absolutely. No, hell no. No. But Skull Eagle is now playing for Denver.
Wait, Skull Eagle's in Denver?
Skull Eagle's in Denver now.
Why?
She had some family issues, so she moved.
Yeah. Family issues. Yeah.
Which also, and Carter brought this up earlier, the fate of Braun Swanson is not...
That's family issues.
That's her sister. So, maybe she's going to Denver, too. That has not been... Nobody said a word about
Braun
it yet.
If Braun goes to Denver, I think Rose City is going to shift drastically, too.
Oh, yeah. Denver becomes a new number one.
That offensive powerhouse of Braun Swanson.
Is that like her real-life sister?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Huh.
It's been a while since we've done this show.
The offensive powerhouse that is Braun Swanson.
You didn't talk to them when they were here? I did.
Oh,
God. Had a full-on conversation. I was like, I might have accidentally called you. I have your number, I'm sorry. You gave it to me, so. And then we had a conversation there.
But what I still don't get, though, even with the changes, you would think that this would be enough to get Rose City, your two-time Wolf the Champion, up the first place. They're sitting at third with two Hydras to their name.
Everything in Whipped is based on
popularity?
Games.
Oh, games.
Like, I would change it up based on the moves, but...
I mean, yeah, because, like, if LeBron James suddenly went to the Warriors...
Right.
Cleveland Cavaliers would not be number one. No. They'd drop all the way down. There's no doubt about that in my mind. I mean...
I was kind of thinking about, like, LeBron kind of started this mess, and now
kind of did. It's taking the town to South Beach and shit.
And now it's slowly trickling into...
Everybody wants to form a super team.
Like, did Bonnie give a reason why she...
Yes.
Do you remember what it was?
They had been talking about moving to the Pacific Northwest for quite some time. They're opening a skate shop out there.
Because they had one in New York, but then it got too expensive.
They're super hippies. They are.
They're
business taxes.
Like, when they lived in Brooklyn, they saved all the cats in Brooklyn.
It's no longer a cat problem.
There's not a cat problem in Brooklyn. Because to OMG, WTF, and Bonnie Thunders.
Well, that's what, like, her girlfriend did, right? She ran, like, a cat shelter or something.
And they all worked at the skate shop.
Oh, man.
But, let me point out a fun fact. When Skull posted that she was moving to Denver, we were like, oh, Bonnie's like, we haven't opened our skate shop yet. Let's go back to New York real quick. Like, as we talked to her, we're like, oh, they haven't done it yet.
We're just opening up in Denver.
But still, it's like, is Bonnie just moving out, or does she want one more title?
I mean, she's not ready to quit, I guess. So, I mean, she figured out what. Wait, are we sure she's even going to make the roster?
Are you telling me to? Wait. All right, Bonnie Thunders. We're not sure.
The views expressed by Parthenon Johns do not necessarily reflect those of WDRBY staff, management, or honor and talent.
Arguably, she's the best player in the entire league. Arguably. Mm.
Skulls.
She's been passed. I think she's been passed. I mean,
she's been passed. I agree.
I will still give her top 10.
Yeah.
I'll give her top 10. I'll give Skull top 10. I'll give a lot of people top 10.
More than 10 people.
Bron Swanson is number one in league.
Really? Okay.
Would I be wrong to say that Bonnie is the Kobe of the situation where in her prime, she could dominate everything now that she's not in her prime? She still won the greats, but she, you know, without that supporting cast, she can't really show up.
Maybe. She can still show out. Skull can just show out. Like, Lauren Munch can show out. Like, all these jammers can show out, which is, here's coming back to my comment about Bron being the best skater. If you're set in a wall that you can't get through, you need someone to come in and tear down that wall, and that's going to be Bron.
She's a sledgehammer.
Oh, did the storm pass?
The thing that made Rose City so great was the offensive help that they offered.
Yeah.
And it was perfectly timed every single time.
So maybe, like, move some players around isn't so bad. It'll be completely different teams.
I think Denver was, like, really, like, on the cusp. They just needed something. And I think definitely Skull Eagle is a game changer.
Yeah.
Expect Denver to be number one or in the finals this season.
I think they'll be top five.
Maybe not this coming year, but the year after.
Pending Bron Swanson's transfer, they'll be top five.
if Bron goes too, they're number
Skull,
one.
Yeah, they're number one. Okay. Skull is used to having that offense. Offense is so fucking nice.
Yeah.
If Denver goes up against Gotham in a semifinal, could Denver get past Gotham?
Yes.
With Bonnie and OMG gone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Would it be in Malmo, Sweden?
Yeah. We're going to Philly.
Oh, yeah, we're going to Philly.
Yeah, then.
As soon as they announced it, I couldn't talk to you about it because we weren't allowed to talk about it because WFDA has secret policies. But I was like, oh, we're going to fucking Philly.
Oh, I saw. Yeah, I was told also.
We are going to fucking Philly. You weren't, because WFDA has secret policies and no one in this area would tell you about them.
How secret? Are they super
deep? I'm talking about the announcers. We have our own little cult.
Facebook group.
Which, by the way, not me and Sanchez, but me. I was just offered a, I don't even know what you call it.
Ham sandwich?
Yeah, I guess that's what you call it. They want me to become an official WFDA announcer.
What?
I was offered that. I don't know if I'm going to accept it because WFDA has so many rules about being an announcer. When I'm out there on the microphone, I will say WFTDA. I say WFTDA here.
Right.
Okay.
I think you can do it. You're already really good at it. Yeah. You already announced for
8 teams.
You announced for a tournament.
You announced for
an official one that's WFTDA recognized in WFTDA. What? In Colombia.
I could see you, Partho, in there. Just want to hear you.
Just don't take any jobs.
That's my thing.
WFTD announcer. That's it.
Yeah.
You cannot hype the crowd while being a W.
Well, see, I'd have to change everything about my style of announcing.
Right.
Actually, don't do it because it's really boring to be the TV announcer.
Yeah, it's so boring.
You say that.
Lou Bottomy can't be Lou Bottomy on TV. He has to just call. He can't do what he normally does. You know what I mean?
You could pull a Joe Buck and put some swagger in there.
No, it's super boring. No. Don't do it. I changed my mind.
There's things you can say, things you can't say. Like, it's bad. I'll let you look at the official WFDA announcer.
I just kind of think, like, you know, all the skaters in roller derby, they have the personalities, and that's what, you know, that's what for some people brings people to roller derby. All those personalities that you see, Chucktown, doing her thing, going to the office. That's what kind of brings every. That's,
yeah, everybody comes to Chucktown. We're just going to the penny box. Yeah.
But I mean, that's what I come here for. This is what my season tickets to Columbia Quad Squads for. But I mean, like, you have that personality, you would expect that announcers would be able to shine their, to do their own thing as well.
I can do that there. Right. I can't do that at an official with the tournament.
Right.
Or official with the bout.
I mean, I see your
you
point.
Can, but unless you have to be on the TV. That's terrible.
It's well, I mean, some of them are just broadcast.
It's terrible. Yeah. We've been gone for a year, so I'd just like to point out. Terrible. Not gonna say anything about men's derby, but if Bonnie Thunders punched Skull Eagle in the face, and you're the TV announcer, and you're the TV announcer for that championship tournament, what would you do?
Oh, I'd announce the hell out of it.
Oh, shit!
Wait. Did they actually? Wait, and when Wolfta did the final minute of the men's tournament, was it just like straight out?
I didn't say it was men's. I said hypothetically, if Bonnie Thunders but Scott Eagle in the pit.
If I was there, I'd call it like I'd turn into Max Kellerman home. Oh, body blow.
Left working the jab.
She's not keeping her guard up.
But I still can't believe that happened.
How many people got?
Oh, we need to talk about that later. We'll talk about it. I'll talk about it. I was there.
You guys want to take a break?
Yeah.
We'll take a break.
I'll fight you.
The horn agrees that we'll take. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk about.
OMG, WTF.
We'll talk about the mayhem that happened at the end of the
men's champs.
Men's champs. Causing people to get suspended, thrown out. Alright, here I go. It's been a while since I've done one of these, but I'll do it. Unlike the Falcons, we'll play the entire four quarters of the show. This is the Knights of the Round Track, presented by WDRBY, Roller Derby Radio.
We're back! First time.
Let's check who's in the chat room tonight. I feel like we can, like, now that this, we're now going to be recorded from now on, I think we can just go back to layers of the live show where we had to pretty much bullshit.
Yeah, we're pretty much in the bullshit every week, every show, man.
We were really good at it. When I got drunk, I was really good at it.
You're really good at showing porn to, like, 12-year-olds on the chat room.
They liked it.
It's just like, if you pissed her off, just like, hey, here's
a dude's dick.
Here's a dude's dick.
Here's some porn. Shut the fuck up. Get out of my life.
It's not a family show. It's fine.
All right, come up on the mic. Well, I'll have to turn it up right here.
Crank that shit up.
All right, we're good. Say something, Cookies.
Cookies for breakfast.
He's playing a video game on his phone.
Cookies for Breakfast comes back Thursday night.
The Cookie Factory returns.
I'll do it.
Every show that was ever on the radio network is in podcast.
We should. Why not? Let's do that, Cookies. Maybe we'll go back to movie night.
No. No, because then we would have to go back to the shit show.
Well, I'll finish. No. Well, we still could do the shit show. It doesn't have to be.
Right.
Gravy and Shiv.
But it wouldn't be the shit show.
It could still be a shit show. We own the name, not them. I named that goddamn show.
But all right, so where were we?
A show could still be a shit show.
Yeah,
it's just us.
Yeah.
I say we just give Jackie a bottle of liquor.
Oh, Jesus. Jackie and
Wait, wait, wait.
Jabs and Jackie and a bottle of liquor.
The pussy palace coming soon.
Yeah.
That would actually bring in ratings if you did it live.
The pussy palace.
All right, so where are we at now? Playoffs.
Playoffs.
Oh, first of all, shout out to the Division II champs, the Blue Ridge Roller Girls.
Woo! Let's be clapping.
My friend, I love them so much. And the skater, the WFTDA Skater of the Month, Dr. Octopushy.
In my opinion, of the year.
Of the year.
She's so fucking good.
Love us some Octopushy.
Why are you so good?
And she's got the damn best name in the world.
Why your hair is so good, too.
That is a pretty good name.
Wasn't Blue Ridge, like, almost in the lower half of the bracket? Just like...
They were mid.
They were
I think they were. They went in at number... don't quote me on this, but I think they went in at 52.
Right.
They were mid and there were upsets.
Yeah.
That could be a lot of upsets.
Oh, God. Want to talk about a shit show? The Rich and County Regulators.
It's a shit show. First of all,
yes?
I asked you about this podcast like 3 days ago, and you said no one had any interest in it, and I'm a little offended that
you
I was not
invited. You asked me why we shut it down.
And you said nobody was...
Nobody was listening to us live, yeah, so, so we had some exciting
news. And so I didn't get invited to the first comeback.
All right, first of all,
single tears really
hold on, hold on, hold on. First of all, you want to talk about a shit show? The Richard County Regulator just walked in.
that
hello,
was
lady. Say hi.
Hi.
Say hi. Shondell finally showed up. Happy divorce day, homie.
Did she get half?
No.
Yeah!
She got it all. I said it before.
Alright, so.
But as Haley now walks away.
Fuck y'all, just kidding.
Fuck yourself.
I think we got a new host of the shit show, guys.
Haley and a bottle of fireball.
Alright, so, Dr. I should have had my phone.
I volunteered.
Dude, come on, man. Where you at with stats? You playing a goddamn game.
Hold on. I didn't plug in my thing.
You brought your computer and not. Come on, man.
I'll get on it. I'll get on it.
Killing me, man.
All right, you're going to have to pull up the porn, Laura.
I'm on the porn. Porn.
But they came in middle of the pack, and they still managed to upset the world.
Well, here's the thing. I actually called them. I called them against Charlottesville in the finals. That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted. I wanted that to happen, and it didn't happen. Charlottesville fell by 3 points the game before, so it ended up being Blue Ridge. And I said Blue Ridge is going to blow out whoever they play. They didn't blow them out exactly, but they did end up kicking that ass.
You were at the celebration, weren't you? When they...
Well, okay.
The first battle of the season for...
Well, the first battle of the season hasn't started yet. I'm talking about last year.
Yeah.
I was at the first battle of the season.
Yay, Blue Ridge. You did good.
So as of right now, Blue Ridge is either 36 or 38. So that puts him at D1.
But that would also make him be. That would ask. That's also make him under the new tournament, the last team in D1.
Yes.
Simply reading up right here.
Been there, done that. Just don't go. Especially if it's in fucking Sweden. Oh no, I might just go just because it's Sweden. I've never been.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Yeah, but I mean,
speaking of.
Alright, so the new playoff structure.
They changed it.
They changed it.
Normally, in the past, it's been over a six week ordeal. D2 gets their 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Two playoffs.
And then you have D1 with four regionals. That leads into the nationals where both. D1, D2 championships are won. Apparently, last year, the WFTDA Board of Directors announced a new structure for the 2017 playoff, which will include, for the first time, D2 being played on a dual-track structure.
I hate dual tracks. I can't stand them so much.
And then a standalone D2 championship, D1 has been reduced to 3 regionals, which means the top 36 will make it. Will make it into D1.
Secretly hope we drop in rankings.
You got a microphone on, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to play in D2, even though it's in
Pittsburgh. Except for
we've been to D2.
Yeah.
We did not succeed because some people did not attend the D2 tournament.
Oh.
So leave that out. So leave that where it is.
But maybe even like for the first time, I don't. We've had D1. We've had D1 in Canada before.
Yes.
D1 Canada game. For the first time ever, we will have a WFTDA international playoff game outside of North America. Malmo, Sweden.
Home of the Crime City Roller Girls. They came to Columbia.
They were here.
They did not like us.
they do not know our ways.
Really fun. They were fun. They were fun.
I really had a great time with them.
Yeah.
But I found out not too long ago that apparently they had to bring some of our board in because Sweden did not like Columbia Quad Squad. Like, they thought we were mean and rude and offensive.
Oh, that's just Chucktown.
You should have been the regulator.
But they had to bring somebody in and like talk to them and be like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. And it was Bella Trickster who didn't play. And she was like, I was just drinking. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, we had a great time. I got along with the Crime City very well because I was like, just, you know, talk to me and we'll be good.
Didn't you guys beat Crime City? You guys played?
Not everybody.
I don't remember. We played Crime City.
So, are you guys not going to return this paper and go to sleep? Well, Holly said yes.
Once again, as we have talked to on the radio show before, Holly doesn't like to travel. I don't know how she'd do on an airplane.
I keep telling you, just drug her like B.A. Baracus in the 18th. Spike her milk.
I ain't getting no plane.
If we get invited to Sweden, I'm going. I may not currently be on the All-Star Charter, but I'm going.
Maybe it's one of those things. If you guys go to Sweden, you'll play in the All-Star team.
Come on to Mike.
Are you talking about your video game, or are you talking about roller derby now?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Come up to the mic.
Speaking to the mic.
I said, what if you take Blue and you dress him up like Holly Hunter? He's kind of like Ladybug.
He's not tall enough.
His butt's not big enough.
His butt's not big enough either. Yeah.
Get two hams and you put it in his pants.
Still not big enough.
I don't know, man. Just, you know. Malmo has crimes. Here's my issue. You have a lot of, like, small, you know, there's a lot of small teams that actually will make D1. Columbia, Columbia per se, I would consider a small team. If you get picked for Crime City, it's not like going to Indianapolis or Olympia watching for a playoff game. You're having to spend over $2,000 to fly over into Sweden.
I just hope they tell, and they won't be able to do this, is tell us early. Like, when I found out where men's champs were next year, I was like, I can do this. I'm going to Google flights now. Because I just like to go. And it was $600 a round trip for me to fly to England and back. When they announce who's going to be playing in Sweden, it's not going to be with enough time. So it's going to cost at least $1,000 to fly.
Yeah.
And that's before you factor in hotels and anything else.
Yeah, you don't get too much time. Like, what, 3 weeks? Probably less than that, right? Yeah.
So I'm going to say, never mind, I changed my mind. I might not go to Sweden.
Well, see, here's the thing. There's Sweden, and what are the other two places? Philly, which is cheap as shit. If you just drive Philly.
Well, Philly's the championship.
Philly's the championship.
Seattle and Dallas.
Which...
Seattle.
Dallas is cheap ass. Went there for men's champs last year. Don't want to go again. Seattle, never been. Could be fun. I want to go.
And it's America, so I mean, what you do is you save up for Sweden, and then if it ends up being Seattle,
that's free. That's done. More booze.
Yeah. You got drinking money now.
Yeah. You can go to the best Starbucks, and I
the first God, Starbucks,
the first Starbucks, and then right next to it, the second Starbucks.
And right there on the corner?
The third.
It's actually the fourth one, because the third one failed.
That was the test restaurant.
Yeah, I don't, like, the more I think about it, the less I want to go to Sweden, because it's going to cost so much by the time they announce it. $700 in December to fly to England round trip. And that is already set the dates in October, so...
All right, so I think we're losing it here with all the people. So let's go ahead and jump into the men's championship brawl for it all.
I heard somebody get punched in the face.
Brawl for
somebody
it all.
Punched in the fucking face.
The final minutes.
I mean, what are they going to do?
The game was over. The game was over, and there was a fight.
Yeah.
And Murda did a great thing, and they gave out sanctions to people and said, you can't play the first four games you're on. Fun fact I found out today, Frank Not-So-Hotra, who was involved, and he was on Your Mom Men's Roller Derby, has transferred to San Diego Aftershocks, probably for four games, and he'll transfer back to Your Mom, because Your Mom doesn't play very often.
Oh, that's
funny.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
That's smart as fuck, though.
It's bullshit, though.
That's both a put down and smart logic.
That's shit, though.
That's some Tom Brady shit.
Because I like to check those charters every so often just to see who moves. And I was like, Frank Not-So-Hotra is not playing for Your Mom anymore. Oh, wait. He got suspended for four games.
I think Murda's got to do something about these mega teams just kind of having their way.
What can they do?
They can enforce the rules that they have.
Mega teams, but St. Louis Gatekeepers.
Hold on one second. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to make a toast.
I'm not here, but okay.
To Sean Del Corley.
What's your name?
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, he is free at last.
He did overcome.
And happy birthday, 4K.
That's hilarious.
Sean Dell, divorce. And he didn't lose half his shit.
Get out of your beard, dude.
He got slapped in a fight after a game.
Oh, that's a true story. Yeah.
He didn't get suspended after. Nope. He got in a fight after a game.
I didn't fight him.
Somebody slapped you.
He wanted to fight.
Deserved it.
Trying to find a
suspension. Down the other guy.
Trying to see where we can find the suspensions at.
I don't think that. I'm
no, it's on Facebook.
But I mean,
this whole situation, what's happening?
What do you, I mean, like, Your Mom doesn't play that often. But that means the only, you know, all they have to, it's always like the Gotham. They only have to play the five games and they're guaranteed a spot in the,
That's why the sanctions against them were so hard. It's like, if they suspend their top players for four games. Bill Colter got suspended. Bill Colter doesn't live in Iowa anymore. Not that Your Mom
He's a
cares
nomad.
About that. He lives in Jacksonville now. Who's to say he doesn't go play with fucking Misfits along with Mr.
I was about to say Mr. I don't know if he would play with Misfits. I don't know about that. That's I mean, I'd like to see it, but I don't know if it would happen.
That's not it.
You go to the Murda page, son.
It's on the
Murda page.
You
can
do it.
So the fallout of the fight was that a couple of people got a sanction for a couple of games.
How many total was it?
Four. People.
Yeah.
It was Bill Colter, Frank Not-So-Hotra, the coach from the gatekeepers, the male coach, and somebody else.
Because I watched the video, and what it looked like is somebody pushed somebody else, and then their team like didn't like it, and came back in, and threw the fire. And then after that, it kind of devolved.
The views expressed by Carter Way do not necessarily reflect anything ever in anyone's life. But the coach of the gatekeepers would not be allowed to coach my team anymore because he's the one that started everything and did everything, in my opinion.
But I will say this, the video, they had the video where at the very end the fight starts and the announcers, they just completely just like either ignore it or just like, hey, we got some merchandise to push right now.
What do you do? I mean, it's the end of the game.
I mean, you certainly don't acknowledge what's going on the track. God forbid.
I mean, it's not the Mouse in the Palace.
Do you think that the outcome would have been different had it been like a women's bout instead of a men's bout?
Do you think that would have been the,
Do I think there would have been as stiff of penalties, or if the fight would have happened at all?
Aren't Myrna and Whipta's rules like kind of similar about that?
No, they're the same thing.
Yeah, I think it would have been the same.
They're the same, but this is the first time this has ever happened.
Yeah.
And
if it's the first time it's going to happen, somebody's going to get made an example of
it. I guarantee you, though. I can't guarantee this. Nope, never mind. I was going to say, if I was in charge of that team, none of those skaters would be there. And that coach volunteer, he would not be there either. You guys wouldn't skate for me. You got in a fucking fight.
Let's see, Frank Nacho-Hotra for your mom, 4-game suspension. Coulter with a 6-game suspension.
How did he get a 6-game suspension?
It might be like they might have the instigator rule, like in hockey. Instigator rule, like you can fight, if two people are fighting, even if you jump in to try to separate them, you get charged as an instigator. Regardless if you're trying to actually fight or not. And sometimes the penalty for that is even worse. But your mom's with 6. Mr. Pink has the coach for gatekeepers, Mr. Pink has a 6-game.
He would be gone. You're a volunteer. We don't need you. Gone.
Mr. Hopper's out for a season.
Hopper from Texas wasn't involved in the last game, but he went out and like tried to break it up, but apparently got involved somehow.
Yeah.
I don't see him in anything.
Yeah, he's prohibited from attending as a spectator to the next.
So they can block him as a spectator, but they can't block a coach as a coach.
He can throw that Braun Swanson mustache on and get in.
And that's all a sanction game, right? I mean,
so, and then it comes up.
A season is, by murder standards, a season is 8 sanction games. At least a minimum 8 sanction games.
So, like, a month, maybe a month or two after they release this, Murder makes a statement and says, oh, by the way, we're not having any of our playoffs or tournaments in America this year. Fuck you, man.
Why would
you? Hey, anytime you get up there...
Trump. This is Trump's America, guys. We're outsourcing... we're not sending our best.
That's always good.
Like, as soon as I thought, I was like, well, they made a statement just now.
Yeah.
So they got rid of...
Alabama.
They got rid of everything. They added 2 playoff games, so they normally just invited everyone to champs. And so now there's a North American playoff and a European playoff for the men. And the North American playoff's going to be in Canada, Vancouver?
Yeah, the Vancouver Murder.
Yeah, Vancouver Murder were in champs last year. And then the European playoff is going to be in Paris, France. I'd rather go there.
As opposed to Paris, Georgia, right?
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. Paris, Georgia has some fine beaches down there. But I'm not talking about
the Paris one's in July, and then the Canadian one's in August. But it's still like...
Wait a minute.
So who has to go to playoffs? Like, I get that you guys want us to do all this stuff, but we pay to play.
Thank you!
Yeah.
Wait. will there be a... So, Murder's trying to do a European champion and then a North American champion.
Yeah.
Will there be a overall champion? Like Wolf, because Wolf does the international, but then they have, hey, here's a European tournament for this mainly European team.
So, wait, are the North American champion and the European champion that play against each other? I think that's what I'm trying to say, right? Yeah.
No, it's just to cut down on travel costs.
So
because there are like...
So we'll never get a true...
There is an Australian team now that has become a brother team of Victorian, so I'm not really sure how that's going to work. Like, we have no idea how any of this is going to work because they've never done it before.
Well, now we'll create the Pan Australian, the Pan Australian.
Like, they won't play each other. I can only assume that they're going to take the tops out of these playoffs and make them go play in England, which is even more stupid because the men already have less money than the women to begin with.
Yeah.
There's not going to be that much interest in men's roller coaster.
Yeah.
Having Canada just seems like it's punishing everybody. You know?
I don't think so.
I want to go to Canada.
I mean, it's in Vancouver. I would love to go to Canada.
I'm going to invite Justin Trudeau. I'm going to be like, hey, Justin Trudeau, you want to come to this?
Where in Canada is?
I'm going to go to Canada and I'm going to sleep on Cookie's sister's couch.
She doesn't live in Vancouver.
And by couch, she means vagina.
Canada is Canada, bro.
It's a big
place. He's going to sleep with your sister.
It's just like the Texas of the North.
I'm just gonna chill out the house, open up a bag of all-dressed chips, and just kind of go to town, baby.
So basically, are we done with this? I'm just going to sum it up really quick.
Go ahead.
No one knows what's happening in roller derby this year.
True story.
They changed everything and didn't tell us anything. So now we're all sad. This is what happened when WDRDBY, WDR, WFTDA, woof da 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 da. Takes a break.
Roller derby goes to shit when WDRBY is not in the air. This is proof.
Shit happens. And no one knows what's happening.
We're back now, so...
Every 2 weeks.
Everything's going to be fixed, and if you see someone on the side of the road wearing a derby uniform and selling donuts, buy donuts from them, because we got to go to places.
True story.
We're going to raise money. I'm going to sell my body. So if you know...
You're going to sell your body. Cool.
I'm going to sell my body to help fund the programs here.
Maybe like a kidney.
If any girls wants to get sexual with me to help run this station.
Do you want to have sex with Russell Franchise?
Nice.
My grandma will make us pancakes in the morning, and she makes the greatest pancakes ever.
I think that about does it. Not at all. I think that about does it. Every 2 weeks.
Every two weeks.
For us on our podcast, Podomatic.com.
I can actually now say, rate and review us.
Rate and review us.
Share the podcast.
On iTunes.
Yeah, share it. Put it on. Just put it on random.
Put it on the Facebook. Put it on the Twits.
Put it on random people's.
Share it on Grindr.
Yes, share it on Grindr. Get some men's in the derbies.
Let's see what we can do.
I bet people on Grindr love your mom's pancakes.
To what?
I said, I bet people on Grindr love his mom's pancakes.
I mean, a mouse to mouse, sir. So I guess.
All right, so the great one, Parth Vader.
Cookies for breakfast.
Cut away.
And Russell Franchise reminding you, football is played 4 quarters. Don't be like the Falcons and give up in the middle of the third.
We're back!
Woo! Bitches.
WDRBY, Roller Derby Radio.